Andrew McLeod co-produced the documentary Copyright Criminals. He's also written about the law and digital sampling, and he recently spoke about the issues at Western Illinois University. McLeod grew up listening to hip-hop that sampled this drum bit and much more. He considers sampling similar to collages created with images.
You know, you can make really uninteresting, uncreative collages with other people's images in the visual collage world, or you can do really interesting, fantastic things, like what Jasper Johns or other pop artists or the Dadaists did in the early 20th century. And so, yeah, I mean, it's just an extension of the collage tradition extended into the audio medium.
So why the fuss over it? Because I don't recall there being this much of a fuss over using visual images to create collages.
Yeah, I mean, people like Andy Warhol, who had like a significant profile, were actually sued for using other people's images in their collages. But I think the art world is a much more of a rarefied world as opposed to the commercial music industry. And so when you had, well, the collage tradition enter into or collide head-on with big business, that's when the lawsuits exploded. And so that's why you haven't heard much about lawsuits revolving around Dadaists or pop artists, visual collage artists, as opposed to hip-hop artists, because they were selling millions of records, or at least potentially selling millions of records.
You mentioned during your presentation, or at least I got this impression, that perhaps an album like Paul's Boutique or Fear of a Black Planet could not get made today because it's so heavily relies on samples. Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's not just that they relied heavily on samples, but they used lots of samples within one song, like 20, 25, 30 different sound sources to create a particular song. And so those musicians like Chuck D from Public Enemy and others who I've talked to over the years in interviews, they've outright said we had to stop making the music the way we used to because it was administratively too difficult to track down all those copyright owners and also too financially burdensome to do so.
Who is doing the suing? Is it the record companies, or are they the ones who own the rights to these songs rather than the musicians who are actually being sampled?
Yeah, oftentimes what I found is musicians tend to be more reasonable when they're dealing with other musicians, and most of the time it's not the artists who are suing, it's the record companies which own the sound recording copyrights who are pulling the trigger. So, for instance, you know, George Clinton went on CNN with Chuck D and Flavor Flav from Public Enemy after they were sued for sampling his Parliament Funkadelic work, but he didn't own that work. And in fact, not only did he not own that work, he was also one of the people who was sued by the company that owns his work for sampling one of his own records from the 1970s. So he was sued for sampling himself. So that's a great example of how artists often don't own the rights to their own music.
Sued for using his own music, his own creation.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he was legally in the wrong for doing so because he did not own the sound recording copyright.
Copyright Criminals, was this a difficult film to make because of some of these issues?
Yeah, it was really difficult to make because it was basically a legal hot potato. A lot of film distributors, DVD distributors, broadcasters really liked the film, but they backed away from it because, you know, they told us we like it, but we don't want to take on the risk, the legal risk. And fortunately, PBS got behind us, and, you know, we were able to claim fair use on a lot of our uses, brief quotations of songs that appear throughout the film. We're able to assert fair use, while at the same time we raised a substantial licensing budget to pay for song clearance rights as well, when we were using more extensive uses of other people's songs.
Cambrew McLeod teaches communication studies at the University of Iowa, and he's an independent documentary producer. Here's that drum bit again. It's by Clyde Stubblefield, the drummer for James Brown. McLeod says Stubblefield might have been the most sampled artist. He says Stubblefield's drumming has been sampled in songs from numerous genres. He says Stubblefield felt honored when he discovered his music had that reach. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.